Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 9, verse 50. Jesus said, "Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves and live in peace with each other." Salt is incredibly powerful. That's been known for thousands of years. It does three main things, and Jesus applied each of these to his followers. Firstly, it gives flavor. Food producers make massive use of it. Indeed, British Salt produces over 400,000 metric tons of salt every year from its site in Cheshire. However, salt only has influence when it's used. Sitting in a pot, it'll have no effect at all. The message is clear for us today. God does not call us to sit in our churches pontificating about the evils of the world, but to get involved and to give a good flavour to our society. Since ancient times, it's been well known that salt is a very effective preservative. In days long before fridges, salt could be relied upon to preserve fish and meat for extended periods of time. Jesus was calling on his followers to have exactly that role in society. Our calling is to stand up for moral principles. Through living a life of love, grace, and forgiveness, we show the world what the kingdom of God looks like and help to spread the good news of salvation. Then, salt has always been valued for its purity. And I believe that's what Jesus was encouraging in his followers. He wanted the world to see their purity through the quality of their relationship with one another. Through living peacefully and lovingly together, they give people an insight into the new life that Christ came to bring. No wonder Jesus wanted his disciples to be like salt. Now let me ask you a question. In what ways is your community touched by the influence of Christians? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, help us to have the qualities of salt so that those around us will get to know what you are like. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.